St. Nick's Collectibles, Toys and Antiques is closing their brick-and-mortar store in February due to more than $50,000 worth of inventory being purchased with a bad check. A man in his late 60s entered St. Nick's Collectibles Toys and Antiques on Main Street in Longmont, on December 2, asking to purchase one of everything for charities. Business owner, Virginia Misklel, agreed to this request and the man said he would pick up the merchandise the next day. He left his business card and debit card at the store. We looked him up. He owned a local business. He had a nice home. He had a nice property. So it wasn't like some random guy that we didn't do any due diligence or looking up any information on him. We did. We did a lot of looking before we did anything with him, said Nicholas Marquise, Misklel's partner. The register system could only process about 50 items and the man's debit card was declined, according to Misklel. She contacted the man to inform him of the declined card and he assured Misklel that he would provide a different card the next morning. Misklel said the man paid for about $6,000 worth of merchandise the next morning before the new card was declined. The man told Misklel he would contact his bank and sort out the situation. On December 7, the man returned to the store and gave Misklel a blank check to pay for the rest of the merchandise, she said. The check was made out for $56,400.30 to cover the remaining balance. The man asked Misklel not to cash the check until December 16 due to a lack of funds available in his account, she added. On December 16, Misklel contacted her bank to verify that the check had been processed and the bank allegedly told her everything was cleared. On December 20, the man picked up all of the merchandise he had purchased, according to Misklel. The next day, the check was declared NSF, which means non-sufficient funds, Misk Sadel. Following an investigation by the Longmont Police Department, the only payment the authorities are aware of was the bad check and not the $6,000 payment, Detective Stephen Desmond told the Leader. No transactions via credit or debit card were discovered, he said. Misklel was able to get in touch with the man's son and reclaim most of the merchandise the man picked up on December 20. An estimated $5,000 is still missing, Misklel said. Although, most of the merchandise is still sellable, the store missed out on its busiest month, December. December is one of the busiest shopping months for a toy store so we expected our December month to be in the $15,000 to $20,000 range, Marquise said. Misklel and Marquise said they were excited to have a large sale and decided to purchase gifts for homeless shelters and charities from the profits they believe they had made on the sale. After discovering the funds were never theirs, the couple was unable to pay rent. They decided to close the store and move their business online, Misklel said. Our account should have been at like a $9,000 to $10,000 range. Our account was at like $100 after the check, Marquise said. The police are still investigating the situation but have not filed charges against the man. According to a post from Misklel on Facebook, the Boulder County District Attorney's Office has indicated that it will not be filing charges. Desmond said there's no sign that the suspect knowingly gave a bad check and without proof of ill intent, making the possibility of a criminal case low. He also indicated that doesn't exclude the owners from seeking a civil suit. While the investigation is pending, Misklel and Marquise started a GoFundMe to hire an attorney. It's so we can sue this guy. We want to make it known that you can't just do that to people, Marquise said. St. Nick's Collectibles, Toys and Antiques, at 337 Main Street, will be closing but Misklel hopes to continue with the online shop.